The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In this parak, starting at Daf Mem Gimel, the Mishnayos are done in Mumei Kehanim. We know that the Ramban wrote like a Sefer Rif, Silchus Becharis to the Ramban, and the Rosh brings the halachas there in the Gei and this Masechta. In this parak of Mumei Kehanim, both the Ramban and the Rosh do not shell back the halachas over here. And the chara the pshat is because it's not negei b'zman hazeh. Unlike the Mumei Behema that are negei when somebody has a bechor, which is fully negei b'zman hazeh, because it gives the hatter for the kain to eat it. When it comes to Kehanim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so unfortunately, these Mumim are not negei b'zman hazeh. The Sholem Meshiv, in Kuf Kama, Chilek Gimel, Siman Tes Zayin, discusses a case of a Kohen baby that was born, a Zohar was born with an Etzba Yisera, which is something that commonly happens, that an extra finger was found on the baby's hand. So they would like to operate and remove that finger, which would, in according to some Shittas, could be a Mum. So Shaila is, can they do this operation? Or is there some Ithr to be Matal a Mum on a Kohen? Where would we know that there's an Isser to be Matal a Mum on a Kohen? The Gemara tells us before Lamazayin Amid Beis, the Chumim say, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza. An Eved Ivri who's a Kohen, we don't pierce his ear, Mipnei Shenasib Baal Mum, because you're making him a Baal Mum. So it seems that we're not allowed to make a Mum on a Kohen. However, if we look at the Gemara in Kedushin, Chafat Amid Beis, which also brings this din, the Gemara goes a step further, and the Gemara asks, so yes, a Baal Mum. Why don't you make him a Baal Mum? What's the problem? And then for the Gemara, the Be'inan V'shav El Mishpachtei V'leka, is to go back to his status that he was before he was an Eved Ivri. So Shalom Eishav is medayik from that. That seems to say that from the etzim inyan of making a kohen a Baal Mum, that's not a problem. It's only a special din by an Eved Ivri that we have to let him go back to his status. We can't ruin his future because of of his whole situation that he became an Eved Ivri. It would seem to imply that if you don't have the pasuk of v'sheva mishpachtoi, you don't have that din, then mitzad the etzim inyan, it would not be a problem to put a mum on a kayan, which would then allow one to do this operation. But the Sholem Eishiv says no, if you look at Rashi in Meseches Kedushin, then you will not have this raya. Because Rashi says in the Kasha of the Gemara, Umavakach, Valoi, Ritzia, the Gemara says, Mavakach, making him do the mum, and Rashi adds, Valoi, Ritzia, Mitzvahi. Because since making the Ritzua in the Eved's ear is a mitzvah, so the Gemara is asking, that should be Doicha, the problem of making a mum. So it's implied from Rashi that about if there's no mitzvah and stamp to do it, it would be a problem to put a mum in a kohen. But here in the case where you're doing the mitzvah of Ritzia, so that over here would be specially different, and you'd be allowed because it's a mitzvah, and now I need a drasha to stop that svara of a sheva mishpachta. But lule the mitzvah, it would be a problem. So, from the Gemara, you don't have a raya. Then the Sholem Eishiv says another svara, perhaps, that we can be a mekel. So, in other words, even though it would seem that from the etzim inyan of being marzeya kain's ear, we can perhaps be medayik that you're not supposed to make him a balmum, the half meaning to do it was only else the mitzvah, and therefore you can't do the operation on this child. The Sholem Eishiv wants to say another svara, perhaps, that another heter. The Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Aleph is done by the special inyan of the Kiddushta, that we have to treat Kehanim with respect. So the Magen Avraham handles it, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. And Sholem Eishiv says that even according to the Manda Amar, that is the Raisa, we can say that that was only in the time when the Kohen was Roy for Avaida. He's with Kedushas Kunasai. Like the Rambam in Perek Dalet of B.S. Mikdash says, Shemitvas asay lachle kavod the kain, it's a mitzvah asay to give kavod to a kain. Shenemar v'kidashtoi, lekadshoi lehechinoi lekorban. We're mekadosh him to prepare him to bring the korban. So Shigol Meduik in the Rambam, that the inyan of v'kidashtoi has to do with the kain who's roi, and in a time where we can bring korbanos. So b'zman hazeh, we don't have that a possibility. So then, it would seem that the isra v'kidashto is minimized. The din, the mitzvah v'kidashto is minimized. So too, says the Shalom Eishev, we can also say, this inyan of, whatever the inyan is, that there's, whatever isra there is to be matul amum on a kayin, that's when, in the olden days, when there was the possibility of bringing korbanot, it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But b'zman hazeh, there isn't so much kedusha on the kahanim. So Mela, you could make a mum. And that whole Gemara that says that Lapida Pashtus, you can't be Ritzea, make a pierce in the ear of the Kayan, Eved Ivri, that's going Bizman Abayas, which we know the din of Eved Ivri was Shaykh primarily Bizman Abayas. And over there would be a problem because the Kayan wouldn't be Royal Avaida. But these days where we don't have this possibility, so that the whole Isser could perhaps go off. It could be Ma'ur, that we know the Rambam holds that Kedusha is technically still there. It could be Makriv, even though Al-Pi Shein Bias. So you can clarify if perhaps even these days it's Shaykh. But that's what the Shalom Eishev takes on. So there's also a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Gittin, Simon, Tav Samach Aleph brings that would have been ready to time. Was served one time by a kain. One of his talmidim was a kain, and he washed his hands. So another time it said, he's a kain. How can you let him wash your hands? Another time said, she'emen kedusha b'zman hazeh, dekayim alon bigdein aleim, kedushas aleim. So not exactly clear what another time fully means, but he definitely seems to be going like the Shalom Eishev Svara, that b'zman hazeh, that the kahanim are not right, they're not doing avaida, they're not wearing the bidei kahuna. So in some way, the mitzvah of a kiddushah is minimized. That's a riot to the Shalom Eishev that these days it's different. But then the Shalom Eishev says that if there's an inyan of mishabah mishpachtai, that maybe that means that should be applied, that when the base of Mikdash is built, we should be concerned now with the kahanim that we shouldn't mess them up, that eventually when the base of Mikdash would be rebuilt, that they wouldn't be Roy L'Avayda. Just like we're worried about the Eved Ivri, that he should go back to Avayda. Maybe we should be worried about our Kahanim. They should be able to go back to Avayda. So the Shalom Eishev says that perhaps we can compare this to a case of Matal Mumba Bechor before he's born. Because right now there isn't that Kedusha. So since there isn't that Kedusha now, even though you know that Kedusha is going to come later, but you're allowed to put the mum on now and not worry about the later. So too, if you say that the kedusha of the kahanim is minimized now because for the inyan of the kiddushah, because they're not right, because there is no Beis HaMikdash, there's something missing in the whole system. So therefore, just like you could put a mum on a bechor before it's born, you could put a mum on a kain now before the Beis HaMikdash is built. Chiddush that Damien, but that's what he wants to say. And then he says that I'll bring you another raya that would be allowed, you would be allowed bisman hazeh to be matul amum on a kohen. Because if it was negeh lemaisa, that you can't put a mum on a kohen bisman hazeh, so the Ramban and the Rosh should bring these dine mumen of the kohen. Because we need to know what you're allowed to put on, what you'd be allowed to, what kind of operation you'd be allowed to make on a kohen bisman hazeh or not. And since the Ramban and the Rosh do not mention any halachas from Mumei Adam, Mumei Kahanim, that would seem to indicate that there is no practical relevance from these halachas bizman hazeh. And Memela, you would not be allowed, I'm saying Memela, you would be allowed to make this operation and not be worried about the future becoming of a Baal Mum for this kind. It is brought down that the Panovich Rav didn't want to have certain operations or because he was a kohen, and he was concerned that he should be right for Avodah. And so they say that doesn't necessarily have to be that he held the halacha, that it's Aser. He was just trying to keep for himself the possibility of being able to be a kohen if the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. In the Chubis Rechash Levav, he proves from Tainus Yizayin Amid Aleph It says that a kohen is usher to drink wine bizman hazeh, and he says therefore that you see that there is a chash even bizman hazeh that you should be roi la'avoda. And he says he would say mum is the same thing. So it would be usher mid rabbanon l'chayra, but at least you see that there is a shita that you should avoid a mum. And you could say that drinking wine there'd be no real reason to do it. But if there's a person who has a blemish, then he'll be uncomfortable. There's a svara. There's a reason why to choose to maybe do the operation. So maybe the rabbanon only answered something without that didn't have a tachlis to it. But if it's an inyan, the operation and a need that would change the person's life and make their life much better, there's a kavod abrius issue. Kavod abrius is daicha could be even daicha the din derabbanon. So if it's a covered brias operation, it'd be as far to say that could override that issur derabbanon. The sefer igros v'rishimus kilos Yaakov chilek beis amud reish chaf beis. So the enikel of the stipler of Moshe Barzim, he asked Reb Zilberstein this shaila itself about making a mum, the inyan of putting a mum on a kain, and he brings from the shaila shuvas seal and nefesh chaya simen and vav. There's matter b'sman hazeh to do a mum, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and same thing by Levium, who it's possible that certain women could affect their ability to do what they need to do, and halacha l'maisa, he passes that you would be allowed to make such an operation on a kohen.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.